I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I just wanted, as a quick aside, say happy anniversary to my husband of 27 years.
Wow, today's our, congratulations, today's,
I know,
you two.
Crazy amount
That's
of time.
That's a big deal.
It is. So I love him. I'd marry him again in a heartbeat. Oh. I think you can't love somebody more than you did the day you married him, but turns out you can. Plus, where would I be without that guy? I mean, Jesus.
We don't know.
But he's stuck in Massachusetts, probably, like working at a fine restaurant somewhere. That's what I was doing before. Although I was in radio. Maybe I could have made it without him. I doubt it, though. All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. You're going to love it, really. I have a friend who texted me from San Diego last night as he was listening to my side piece on Alt 105. He was going on a date, of all things, which I was really...
Are people doing that?
Yeah, I was shocked. I'm like, wait a minute. He goes, yeah, I'm heading out to meet someone for sushi. It's our first date. And I was like, what? You're going out? And he's like, yeah, and I'm listening to your show on radio.com, and you're killing it. And I was like, all right, well, that's really nice to hear. I'm way more tripped out by the fact that you're going on a date during the lockdowns, but okay, good for you.
That
you should.
Seems like a, I guess if you're sitting side by side at the sushi bar, because you got to take your mask off to eat. I mean, there's no,
I don't know what to say, but I was happy for him. And I know that I was more happy to hear that the radio.com app is working to keep us in touch.
Oh,
so
thank you, radio.com.
Use that to listen to our show wherever you go.
That's
radio.com.
Right.
All right. So we'll begin with the George Floyd Memorial. It was yesterday. There will be another service in his hometown in North Carolina on Saturday. So that there's that. I wanted to get to... Okay, so the Bay Area curfews in most areas have lifted, and we had another night of protests last night. It looks like, from everything I've read, I wasn't out, but it looks like everything... was peaceful and well done. So they say that there weren't a lot of problems and everyone was able to stay out past the curfew hours. And here's one of the police chiefs saying, I'm not going to tell you I wasn't concerned, but things did go okay. So
good.
That is good. I also wanted to report that Vegas opened last night. Vegas is back, everyone.
How did that go? Were there crowds?
Yeah, people are thrilled. I don't know how crowded it was. I don't have video of, you know, a bottleneck at the door opening, as the
doors
swing open.
Yeah, I've been wondering about this.
But they're talking a lot about the fact that, let me get it right here in front of me. I got too many sources. They're saying they turned the fountain back on, the famous fountain. What is that, at the Bellagio?
Yeah.
They turned that back
beautiful.
On. It's been almost 80 days they've been shut down in Las Vegas. So they're excited to get back to business. That means everyone gets to come back to work. I don't know if, you know, that's an immediate right back to full time or how that goes, but we're excited to get our employees back to work and to welcome guests to the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, so
there were definitely people excited to get back to normal and place their bets. I don't know how that works for locals.
Because they're the ones whether, that staff it.
Well, they staff it, right. And I don't know that they do that in their free time. You know, it's interesting to look at vacation
to gamble,
spots.
You mean.
Yeah, go to the right. resorts and gamble. You look at a spot like I live in Santa Cruz, and the beaches are absolutely used by locals, for sure.
Right.
Differently
as well as everyone else, right?
Right. It, differently, though, because you go and you leave and you don't bring every single thing you own with you when you come because right. you don't need to.
Right. You live there.
Right. So I don't know how that goes for Vegas residents or if those were people from out of town or what, but they did have people showing up and the resorts are going to be flinging their doors open today. And I'll be interested and hopeful that things go well. You know,
I did see some reports of people coming out of town because they're like, it's not, you know, it's not common. You get to watch the doors open to Vegas as they're waiting outside. There weren't that many people.
Oh, interesting.
And they do have
neat.
They have plexiglass up on, when they're the blackjack tables. You're not allowed to touch the cards.
Really?
Yeah. And then
you're
they
not
have,
allowed to touch the cards.
Yeah.
So it's all face up.
Exactly. And you just say, hit me or not. It's a trip.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then I think there's like every 3 or 4 slot machines as one person, so they can't jump from one to the next, but they're using that spray, that sanitizing spray,
after
somebody's there. Exactly. That's that mist to sanitize it.
Well, it sounds horrible, but I guess if you know you've got to gamble, then you know it's available to you now.
It's a start,
it is. And frankly, if Vegas can open with, I consider that germ capital of the world, like
right.
I mean, all the chips that get touched by all the different people and all the it's seedy at best. So if they can do it, it'll be interesting to see if, because people travel there, if they'll see if anyone drops off COVID or if anyone picks it up and brings it home. Let's hope that that doesn't happen. I mean, it would show certainly if Vegas can do this, then with the right protocols in place, any place can do it.
I think they're saying 30% capacity.
Oh, so well, they're limiting people's actual entry into the place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the things they're mentioning, too, is they're highly dependent on air travel. So that's something that's still up in the air, but whatever. You know, like I don't know if people are willing to get on planes yet. So we'll see this weekend if that's – this is the weekend where if people are super into gambling, you'd think, all right. They're going to get on a plane, a little puddle jumper, whatever, and find their way over to Vegas for a day or two. So we'll see how that goes. They've been shut down for, again, 78 days, and they reopened last night at midnight. So go Vegas.
Yeah, I hope it works out, Vegas. I really do.
Also reopening is the NBA. The Board of Governors, I don't even know what that means, but they're or who they are or what that is, but they voted yesterday to approve a 22-team format to restart the season on July 31st in Orlando, Florida. They'll play 8 games and then start the playoffs. So, there's a...
Why 22 teams? Has this got to do with the standings before the...
It has to do with the standings
started.
Before, right. It's to me, that's too many teams. Like, if you look at the records of the teams that are somehow making the playoffs, you'd say to yourself, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. But the bottom line becomes, for fans of the NBA, we just want to watch some games.
Yeah.
I don't, the Warriors aren't in this mix. So, for me, I don't have my agenda will be to just watch basketball and be into... What two teams competing? The end.
Well, and in a nice way, although I guess there won't be fans in the stands. Is that right?
No.
It'll be, a step toward normal.
Today is National Donut Day, everyone.
Oh, I do love a donut.
Lots of donut. I do this story like we're at home. There's I won't get a donut today, and that's just not going to happen. And
bummer.
But you know, being at work, we used to get stuff sent to us, and it was donut day was always nice.
We used to get Krispy Kreme could not have been more generous on donut day. They they'd send over a stack of 20 dozen, and we'd be like, oh god, we can't eat all these. We'd hand them out as though we were giving out the donuts. Thanks, Krispy Kreme.
There are lots of places, including Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts, giving away free donuts today. So it might be worth a pass if that's something that you can rerouting.
I'm hungry for.
Past a donut store of some kind on your way to wherever you're headed. Glazed is still the number one donut. Boston Cream comes in at 2. Is that possible?
People do love the Boston cream. I don't want all that. It's so gunky. But the glazed donut is the one. I just want a simple glazed donut. I like the little cakey old fashions, no glaze, just kind of a brown looking donut.
Chocolate frosted came in 3rd. Jelly, chocolate cake, maple, blueberry, bear claw, powdered sugar, and pink frosted are your top 10 donuts here for National Donut Day. You like it?
Sure, I do. I do, Vin. You don't even have to ask me. Donuts, yes.
Right.
Check. Do I love those? Yes. I get it. They're not good for me, but still, yum.
So this story's weird. It's they're calling him a Spanish porn star. He's a 46-year-old guy named Nacho Vidal.
Hey, Nacho.
He's appeared in more than 1,500 films.
Wow.
We were talking the other day about toys for pleasure and how different people have different attitudes about these things. And I feel it's similar with porn.
You like that?
In that, I do use it. I look at it, but I never want to be so into it that I know all the actors and actresses.
It's and just, you certainly don't want to star in it.
That's far too committed for me. Mm-hmm, there's the line. I don't want to. And then I looked up this dude and went, oh, I've seen that guy.
Oh, Nacho Vidal.
I was surprised that I happened to recognize him. So, whatever. That he is someone who's been in 1,500 films. He was just arrested.
Oh.
And this guy, again, is Nacho Vidal, 46-year-old. He's a porn star. He was just arrested after a year-long investigation into a fashion photographer's death. They say that Nacho was moonlighting as a shaman and held a spiritual ritual for the guy that involved him smoking dehydrated venom from an endangered toad. Now, this first came to my... This toad venom thing is from Beavis and Butthead. Do you remember
the poison toad? You licked the toad.
The toad, right? They put it in their mouth trying to get.
Well,
something
they thought
off
they were going
to
get psycho. Is it psilocybin? Is that what the thing? They were going to trip from this toad.
The venom has psychedelic effects, but it can also cause an increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, and seizures. And this photographer died during the ritual.
Oh boy,
Nacho's lawyer says they believe the death was accidental, but this guy was playing a shaman and supposed to be helping this person through the trip, as they say.
Wow. That
Yikes,
is,
right?
It's awful. I mean, you think you're just, that's the thing with porn stars playing
what
shaman.
What is the thing?
You think you're just having fun, just having fun. Great. We'll get to trip. This guy's going to watch out for me. That's the thing.
Let me ask you a question.
They're not experts in toads.
You probably can't go there in your head because, as you just said, you're celebrating today 27 years of marriage. But if you met someone and this person told you, yeah, I'm in porn, could you date them? Could you have, or would you be more interested maybe to date them? Let's see what
this
guy's
got. No, I definitely wouldn't
be
more interested. I don't think I could date them, Vinny. I it's a prejudice against porn stars that I guess I have. I if I look at it honestly, even if I was attracted, I'd be like, well, the old saying, if you bone one person, you bone everyone they've ever boned. I just don't want to. I don't know. And I would also, I will say this too. I think my own self-consciousness about not having a porn star's body would make me be like, I can never measure up to those chicks. They're just too athletic.
Oh, some for of, crying
some
out
Some of
loud.
The stuff that those people are capable of doing, it's just, I can't. I would only disappoint you. Let's just move on with our lives and forget that this ever happened. Thanks for the drink. Bye.
In theory, I would like to put on sweatbands.
Oh my
and
God,
give it
is
my
that
best
Nacho
shot.
Vidal? That's more than a nacho.
It is
that,
nacho. Yeah.
That's a burrito, my friends.
Oh, you're looking.
Look at it. Look at the red underpants.
Luckily, my
right
eyes
there.
Don't focus on distant shots.
I'm
so
gonna
I
zoom
can.
In.
No, thanks.
Yeah, see. Yes, please zoom in, would you? I would like to see that. All right. Go ahead and let's zoom right in on holy wrap around the hip. Well, well, well.
For somebody who seems
that's
like,
a burrito grande.
Who says it doesn't matter that much to you? You seem pretty excited right now.
I'm so. Not excited. I'm actually afraid. That is actually
holy
fear.
Holy wrap around the hip.
That's called a frightened reaction. I'm like a little rabbit.
I've never seen you happier.
Running away from a giant gun.
Anyway, I would.
Right, Nicole?
somewhere in my mind, I would like to give, you know, in theory, I'd like to give that my best shot if I were single and it were to present itself. But I know
if a porn star were.
Yeah,
after
I would
you?
Not do it. There's no way.
Oh.
And it comes down to I just am too paranoid about catching something.
Yeah, you don't want to bone somebody who's boned everybody else.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-369. I'm glad you found that picture, though. It was nice to see Sarah get all...
afraid. Right. Thank you.
Excited.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was fear. That was fear excitement. Shot of adrenaline. Whoa! Pulling out
I'm
the big
gonna,
guns.
Yeah, I'm not going to even continue to... I have so many more questions, but I'll not. Here's some text. 800-400-3697. 707 says, well, I would have never thought of a donut, and now I want one. Thanks.
Yeah, I know.
Sonoma County opens at midnight. Indoor dining, shopping, hair salons, and much more. I won't be rushing out. Wow, is that right?
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Trip out. Well, I mean, I you know, places have been building towards yep. that, so maybe that's where we're at. I'll look that up and see. Sarah, will you be finally giving John some and actually enjoying it for this special occasion?
Today is our day, so
yeah.
So.
Today, I think you always. Say
I always
Friday
actually
afternoon.
Enjoy it. It's not that I'm not. It's just
sure
that I'm
you do.
Not looking forward to it. You know.
Here's an idea. Maybe you can put Nacho's picture like behind his head or something. Just
yeah. No. So can, thanks.
You know.
I'm sure he wouldn't be into that. I'll just keep his picture in my mind. Hey there, Nacho.
All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I have to look. Hold on. I'm distracted. Well, I guess I have some coronavirus updates and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.